Hello everyone, very welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio. Guess what? We have completed 24 episodes starting last year, November the 6th, and really to me it feels like a day with 24 hours. I hope you enjoyed listening to these as much as we did relaying. Let's enter Series 2, Episode 1, 1911-06. You all probably know the Nobel Prize this year in physiology or medicine is awarded jointly to Dr. Greg Semenza from Johns Hopkins, Dr. Peter Ratcliffe, University of Oxford, and Dr. William Kellen from Harvard Medical School. They discovered how cells sense and adapt to oxygen availability. Let me just briefly tell you what was discovered and how in today's radio. In early 1990s, Semenza lab was trying to explain how hypoxia, which means lack of oxygen, triggers the production of erythropoietin that promotes the formation of red blood cells. Through a series of experiments, he discovered a nuclear protein that he dubbed HIF1 for hypoxia-inducing factor 1. The protein has two subunits, HIF1 alpha and HIF1 beta. This protein is a transcriptional factor which interacts with a particular DNA sequence when cells lack oxygen. Being a transcription factor, it induces synthesis of several proteins including VEGF, PDGF, APO and many others, and most of these play a role in angiogenesis during tumor formation and development. Sir Peter Ratcliffe's group found that HIF1 alpha is modified under normal oxygen conditions. It is hydroxylated by the enzyme called propyl hydroxyl dehydrogenase and is subsequently degraded by protein called von Hippel-Lindau protein that was discovered by William Kellen's group. Ratcliffe's group showed that under hypoxia, the PHD, the propyl hydroxy dehydrogenase enzyme, cannot hydroxylate HIF1 alpha. It accumulates and goes to the nucleus and acts as a transcription factor to produce VEGF, erythropoietin, and many other proteins and make more red blood cells and new blood vessels. Dr. William Kellen's group found that VHL, this protein degrades hydroxylated HIF1 alpha, and cancer cells with mutated VHL gene cannot degrade HIF1 alpha. These cells then have high expression of HIF1 alpha-driven proteins, including VEGF and others that are involved in new blood vessels called angiogenesis. His work on VHL protein led to clinical testing of VEGF inhibitors and for the treatment of cancer. Well, you all know oxygen is of fundamental importance for most living organisms, and the maintenance of oxygen hemostasis is a central physiological challenge. Hypoxia is an important component of many human diseases, including cancer, heart disease, stroke, vascular diseases, and anemia. So hypoxia-modulating drugs will carry a lot of value. Just a small report to remember from Dialab Sukuba as well. They generated HIF1 alpha-driven reporter cell line and used it for screening for hypoxia-modulating natural compounds. They showed that CAPE, caffeic acid phenyl ester, an active component from honeybee propolis, has hypoxia-modulating activity. At very low doses that are non-toxic to cells, it induces HIF1 alpha. For details, please see once again the paper published in Cell Stress and Chaperones, 2018, Volume 23, and Radio Series 1, Episode 5 once again. Bye for now. Stay in touch. Bye.